We are up to Daf Tzadik Dal and Ralph of Bava Kamma. Abaye made a statement and said that this was we said that Beis Shammai said that which we said that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who learned Pshat Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that even if you colored, he says that even if you colored the da, even if you dyed the wool, you still have to give it to the kohen because Shini is not kohenah. So Rabbi says that Rabbi Shimon Lechai is not the only one who holds that. There are a number of other Tanaim who believe Shini is not kohenah. We brought down Beis Shammai. I need the brachas. Brachas back.
So some no brachas. Sach brachas.
Amen. Amen. Now, so Beis Shammai also does not agree with the concept of Shini. Says and I'll bring you some other Tanaim who don't believe in Shini either. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mahi, what's this Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that you nominated? The Tanaim Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we have 10 lines at the top. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Hadish Gozal saw shechit, you stole a measure of wheat. Tachana, you grounded losha, you kneaded it, v'offa, you baked it. V'hifrish mimenu chala, and then you gave from it chala." You want to make a bracha? How can you make a bracha? Ain't zeh mevorech. You're not making a bracha. You're antagonizing the Eibishter. While zeh nemar says, but say if you steal, beilech, you make a bracha. Nietz Hashem. You're antagonizing the Eibishter. What do you see from here? You made a shinui. We see shinui is not koina. After Elazar, I met Rabbi Elazar Mahi. What's the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? The time we learned klal zeh the following rule. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kol shavach shehish bir gazan yodai. If the gazan stole an animal and he improved the lot of the animal, that improvement goes to the ganef. Rotza, if he wants to, neitel shvach, he can take the improvement. Rotza, if he wants, oimele, he'll tell the owner, here's yours. What does that mean? The whole body we just said the gazan can keep the extra. So what do you mean? Chiddush, he can tell the owner you can keep it? Of course, I'll be more than happy to keep it. My comma, what are you saying? Omer of sheishet hoch, what are you saying? It depends what you did to the animal. Hishbich, if he improved the animal, noitel shvacha, he takes the improvement. Kichish, if the animal came weakened, oimala, he can tell the owner, hadeshel chalfanecha. Now, why can he tell the owner, hadeshel chalfanecha? Because there was no shini. Shini is not koina. He's a right, shini, but mekayim oimer, she's not koina. So, shal sofrag, if she's not koina, so how come the improvement belongs to the ganav? Ihochi, afilu, hishbich, nami, even if he improved the animal, the lot of the animal, why should it go to the ganav? But we say that's at a special takkanim nekanashav. You want to give incentive to what you should do on the tshuva. And if you're going to say the improvement belongs to the nignif, you won't have any interest in taking care of the animal. So therefore, we say to him, you want to have interest in being made that he stole it. Says he right to this special takkanim. Rabbi Shmuel Mai, another opinion that said that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that he is not kaina. What's this, Rabbi Shmuel? Mayi, the Tanya, we learn mitzvahs peya, the mitzvah peya is lahafrish menakama while the tefuah was still upstanding. Lahifrish menakama, you didn't give to the Adamalite while the tefuah was still upstanding. Mafrish menakama, after you piled them up, after they were cut off. Lahifrish menakama, if you didn't yet give, didn't give when it was in the state of aimim, mafrish menakedi when they piled up. Actually, Morchu, calls man, you didn't flatten them out and make them in a very exact pile. Morchu, once you did that, Morchu is ma'asa, you have to give ma'asa, but nice and loy. Then you have to give ma'asa first, and then you give it to the poor person. If you give it to the poor person, since it's a chiv of ma'asa, the poor person will lose out. So you give the ma'asa first, and then you give the poor person the pay that they're entitled to. Mishur Rishmol Amru, af mafish, means even if you turn it into dough, you still have to give payah. What is even here? That shinui is not kaina. Nice and loy, you give it to him. Omalei, that papa. The Tanakam holds once you made it into dough, you don't have to give any more to the poor people. Because which poor person can claim it from you, the chuspah you took away, I'll pay it? Because every poor person says, I meant the other poor person. And Shini is kind. I'm a popular bay, I don't understand. Since Beis Shammai is the one who holds Shini is not kind, all of these Tanoim are supporting Beis Shammai. Ichbil kolhani tanoi lashmini ke Beis Shammai. These old Tanoim repeated themselves in order to prove that what Beis Shammai, and you worked so hard to prove all these Tanoim agree with Beis Shammai. What's the point? Amalei Sabai said, "Hachi kamer." This is what they say. Loi nechelku beisham betzilavazeh. This thing that Gurion de Maaspoidik said yesterday that beisham betzilav argued whether she is kain or not, and explained it to do with Gam and Haim. These all these Tanaim who say she is not kain obviously hold that Sai Shama and Sai Hill both hold that she is not kain. They both agree she is not kain. And Hill, who says that. That if you made a change, you can put it as bech. Is a special passing, a special din by carbon. Amar Rav says, Rav, I disagree. Everything you just said, you Abaye want to argue that all of these Tanoim hold that Shini is not Koine. I'm going to learn that they all hold Shini is Koine, but each one has a specific reason in their Inyan why they hold that in that case Shini didn't work. Let's go through them all. Amar Rav, Mimai, who told you that they all agree that Shini is not Koine? Dilma, really? I can't let come. Shimon Yehuda Hossa. Let's go back to the first case by case. Now, Shimon Yehuda said, when it comes to Reishas Hageiz, if you dyed the wool, you still have to give it to the Koyin. At can let come at Hossa Melabit Seva by dye. You know why? Because it's a reversible Shinui, and we learned that a reversible Shinui is only Midrabanan. And these Tanaim don't hold a reversible Shinui. They only hold an irreversible Shinui is a proper Shinui and Yikaina. But not a reversible one. When you can remove it through different kind of chemicals. What about Bishama? He says that what? That if you make any changes to the thing, you cannot put it on Mizbeach. You cannot put it on Mizbeach. If everyone agrees that Shini is Koine, why can't you put it on Mizbeach? Hossam Elegvaya. You know why? You should come here, Emis. Because when you're giving a present to the Eibishter, look at the roots where it came from. Even though technically it's not anymore the thing you gave to the harlot, to the zayne, because you changed it. But so what? Pasnish that you should give this, give it to the Eibishter.
Isn't that union of Birurim?
Yeah, but not to come from Aveh. Come from Gimakum Zatmeis. But can't look coming up. There's me Yaakov Hossam. The same. There's Yaakov. He said, "If you stole it, you want to make a bracha." The same problem. It's nothing wrong with stealing it. You're talking keep it, but to make a bracha is like thanking the Eibishter. It's like a double chutzpah. Well, inyan bracha, we should have the mitzvah of Aveda. Now, even though it's not really mitzvah of Aveda, because the Aveda is over ready, but as far as bracha is concerned, pasnish. At can look coming up. Shimon ben Elazar. Now, Shimon ben Elazar, who said regarding the shvach, that you have to give back to the. If the animal would deteriorate, you can say to the owner, if Shini is kind of, why can you say that? Because again, we know what kind of Shini we're talking about. We're talking about a Shini, a reversible Shini. A reversible Shini. It's not really a Shini. When it comes to pay, Rabbi Shmuel said that what? That once you turn it in, that Rabbi Shmuel said, even if you turn it into dough, the poor people can still collect. If Shini is kind of, what right do the poor people have to this particular dough? You know why pay is different? Because it says, Taz of Yisela. It says twice Tazav in the Pesukim, because it says La'oni L'geit Tazav. One pasuk it says in Parsha Kedoshim that La'oni L'geit Tazav, and then again it repeats it later in Parsha Emor La'oni L'geit Tazav. So what do we say? We say that this extra Tazav tell you that even though Minhadin you don't have to give it to them because it was a Shinui, I want you to leave it for them. I'll tell me Ligma Minei. Let's learn from there. Once we know from there that Shini is not Koine, at least by Peya, let's learn Kol Tehda Kula. She is not Koine. Matana Sanim Shiny. Matna's poor, giving to the poor is very different. You can't equate any other halacha to the poor. Because by the poor we're very generous, and we say, even though there was a Shini, give it to the poor, doesn't mean that everywhere else Shini is not Koine. Why? Because the boy Rabbi Yenis had a question. The boy Rabbi Yenis in my time with Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel's svara? Is it Mishun the Gesavar al Shini and a Koine? Is it because the Shini is not Koine, even though you turn to dough, you have to give it to the poor? Maybe generally speaking, whole Shini is kind of. But Hachav should have Tazav. You say an extra Tazav, and it's unique here. Im Tim Tzaleiman. If you can tell me time the Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, if you can tell me Rabbi Shmuel's reason because Shini is not kind, and that's why you have to give to the poor person, even though it turned to dough. What does he do with the extra Tazav? Tazav. You say because I'm going to lumbly. What's the extra Tazav? The Sula Rabban and hold that. Rabban and hold that. That what? Once it's dough. Shini is kind of, and you don't have to give it to the poor. What do they do with extra Taza? Tazi said, "Because come on, lamely, what do they do for? What do they need it for?" So the Gemara, boy, they need it for the Tanya for another halacha. The din is that if you make it hefker, you potter from everything. If the owner then makes it hefker, then the following morning he's the first one who grabs it. He's potter from everything except payah. How do we know? If it's hefker, he's potter. Why should he give payah? The din is you potter. If you have hefker, you don't have to give payah because Taza of you say that since you once upon a time owned it, you have to leave it to them. Even in this case. That's what they use the taz of Yisayda for, the extra taz of. Hamafke karma, so makes a hefke, vihishkim, the boy woke in the morning, and he cut it, chayiv, he's chayiv, beperet, ube eiles, ube shikhape, all the different dinim that you have. Upotim, and a maizet, potim, maizet, omri, vimishmuel, yeah, you potim, maizet. You see, you chayiv, all the things, you potim, maizet. Why? Because that's a taz, extra taz that comes to teach you. Omri, vimishmuel, loch, yer, shim, loza, the halach, like shim, loza, the what? That, lochayda, that yish, not kaina, or, he says that called that you can say Harishal Chavanecha to the original owner. Sorry,
when you leave single stalks, isn't it?
Yeah, these are great. These are all the grapes. Yeah. Me, Amar Shmuel Hachin, Shmuel said that. Rama Shmuel said, you're telling me that what? That you can say to the Negev, Harei Shal Chalaf Anecha, because either because Shini is not Kaina, or because it's a weak Shini, you can say Harei Shal Anecha. What are you talking about? Didn't Shmuel say, Ain Shamin Loi Leganev Loi Legazle? When it comes to Nizik, I say, take the carcass back and I'll supplement the difference. But when it comes to Ganev and Gazle, they cannot say that. Hey, take your carcass, Harei Shal Anecha, and take extra. If there was a Shini, I got to keep it. Elul and Zikin, Bishleim Lerav. So according to Rava, who said that everyone agrees Shini is Kaina, when does Rav Shimon Elazar say is Din that you can give a return it to the original owner when there was a reversible Shini? So it's not a problem. Shmuel, when he says that you don't allow the Ganav to return the broken down item, is talking about irreversible Shini. And Rav Shimon Elazar is talking about a reversible Shini. The Rava Dama Ki, Kamar Rav Shimon Elazar Hassan Bach Hashahad, a reversible Shini. That's when he says he could give it back to the Nignev, like Kasha. Because Ki, Kamar, when we say Halach Rav Shimon Elazar, when we say the Halach, Loch is like Rabbi Shmuel said, Loch Rabbi Shmuel Lazar is a Shini Mekayim Eimed, that Shini hasn't done anything, it's by Chashad the Hadar, a reversible Shini. And the Chikam, the same Shmuel said that what? That Ain Shamin, Ain Shamin Lagan of Gaza, that you cannot give it back to the original owner. He's a Zikin, only by the Zikin, by Chashad, an irreversible Shini. Okay, so Shmuel is not a contradiction. Elabaya, who understood that Shmuel Lazar holds that what? That Shini is not Koine. So how come Shmuel, the same Shmuel Paskin Shmuel and yet Shmuel Paskin that ain't Shmuel Gan of Gaza, the Gan of Gaza, the Shin is Kanya, they cannot return to the owner. Chastida, Dama Ki Kamar Shmuel Lazar Bachosh Lahader Kamar. He learns that Shmuel Lazar is talking about even an irreversible one. He doesn't believe in the whole concept of Shinui. Ma'ikal and Meima, what are you going to say? And for the Gemara, Abaya Masna Hachi Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Abaya version of Rabbi Shmuel is a little bit different. Rabbi Shmuel said, Omru, there are people out there that say the halacha like Shmuel Lazar, but Velei Loisir, I don't agree with that, because I hold that Shini is kind
this
of.
Abaya's answer,
this is Abaya's understanding of what Shmuel said, a little bit different than what the Gemara originally said. Shini's not kind of. We'll soon see what do you mean she's not kind. We know everyone from Shini is kind, and we'll say it's talking about a reversible Shini. Shinemat says, Beheshi Vesagzeilu Ashagoza Mekamakam. Whatever it is, you got to give it back. I became a Mishnah, say now Mishnah. It says now Mishnah that if you stole Kaili, a wood, and you turn it to Kaili, you don't have to return it. Mishum Takana is a Shavim. Really, you can say that Shini is not kind. I, in our Mishnah, it says that you have to, that you don't return, you can keep it, because otherwise it won't do tshuva. So Takana Shavim, we said you can keep it, but you got to pay the money. But technically, my trader, Shini is not koina. Rabbi Gemara, me Omar, Rabbi Yechin, Hachi, Rabbi Yechin, hold the Shini is not koina. But Rabbi Yechin, Rabbi Yechin, give a general rule, and that general rule we have all over Shas, which is Halacha Kistam Mishnah. But now we learned in the mitzvah of we just said before by Reishis Agei. But now we learned like he's speaking Litni LeAchet Tzavi. If you didn't have a chance to share the wool of the second sheep before you dyed the wool of the first sheep, they don't combine. Potter, you are potter because they don't combine. So we say Shini is koina, and Stam Mishnah whole sheep is koina. How can he Rabbi Yechon Paskin Shini is not koina? So one of the rabbis whose name was Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, his name is Rabbi Yaakov, said you there's two kinds of Shinis. Lididim Efashli Menei Rabbi Yechon Einus Rabbi Yechon. When he said that Shini is not koina, he's talking about a reversible Shini. And he learns pshat in our Mishnah, like we had the Rav Ashi who said we're talking about wood has already been smoothed out, and you're just turning it to kalim. So it's a reversible shini because you can always dismantle it. Rabbi Yechon stood our Mishnah talking about you stole already smoothed out wood, but Osim came and turned it to kalim. That's a shini which is chayzel libriyasa.
We talk about the kalim.
Exactly. So therefore, that's the kind of shini Rabbi Yechon says shini is not kinder, but a proper shini like dyeing the wool. And we said before, it's from a koli ilan, a dye that it cannot be a permanent dye. And that's a that kind of shini is kind of. Tell me learned. Hagazlonim, that is a fascinating gemara. A gazlin, umal viberibis, people who lend beribis, sheheche zero. That they want to do tshuva, they want to return the borrower, the ribas that he paid, or they want to return to the god, the nigniv, the stolen item. Ein mekablin mehen. We do not take back the guy who wants to do tshuva. We will not take back the what do you call it? We will not allow him to refund the interest, and we won't let him take back zela. The Tater says, "Hey, she's like zela gozel." If you take it, you think you're doing a good thing. We are not happy. And Rashi adds over here, but I'm not sure what Rashi is adding. You think you're doing l'fim shadadin, you're being, you know, that you're letting him do tshuva. You're not doing the right thing. What's going on here? We're not doing the right thing.
Because you got to think about the greater good. This is the Gemara going to tell you that. It doesn't matter what you personally... The guy stole from me. I want to get it back. You got to think about the greater good. What's going on here? This Mishnah was taught in the times of Rebbe, the Tanya, because of a certain story that happened. There was a story of a person, he wanted a tshuva. His wife said to him, Reike, you pussy, the idiot. You lady gay. You want to be a good guy. If you're going to stop robbing and be a nice guy, how are we going to live? What kind of panosa do they have? This is the only panosa we have. I feel like I'm not angel. There's nothing in our house that wasn't stolen. Even your gartlet holding your pants up it belongs to somebody else. If you're going to decide to be a good man all of a sudden, we're destitute. So what do? You have to listen to your wife.
Always
the wife's
fault.
Yeah, he's showing bias. The nimna was a tshuva. He didn't do the tshuva. And somehow or another, the story got leaked out on social media, and everybody found out. So Rebbe heard about it. But Oysa Shah, that moment, Omru, they said, Hagazloni no malbe ribis, if Hagazloni no malbe ribis wants to do tshuva, Sheikh Zidin, they return the money, ain't mekabli mehem. Don't take it back. And I'm a kabbalah, and I'm not happy because for the greater good, nobody wants to do tshuva anymore. If they know the only way you can do tshuva is by giving back all the stolen goods they took, people will say, well, I can't do that. You know how many things I have in my house are stolen? I can't live this way. So therefore, they're not going to do tshuva. In order to encourage the true tshuva, that they will never steal again, they don't have to give back the stolen goods. What's going on here? Teisus asks what's going on here. So Teisus gives a few answers. One answer is, Teisus says, is this is a special kind of only in that generation of Rebbe. No other generation. So even though in our Mishnah it says, Kala Gazloni Mishalmi Kishasak Zela, the Mishnah predates Rebbe. He says, Rebbe only learned all the Mishnahs, and he put them together, but he didn't write them. But Rebbe, what Rebbe did learn, and this is interesting, Teisus says here, so this is a marker. All the braises that we have in Shas is Rebbe. Even though Rabbi Eishir, Rabbi Chia, and Bar Kapora, they're the ones who wrote it up to Sefter, but they what are they writing? What Rebbe told them. So braises are Rebbe, Mishnayis are Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, pre-generations. So all the Mishnayis, Gzeli, you got to return. The braises should all say that you don't have to return. That's why I'm going to ask a question from braises, not from Mishnah, because braises is Rebbe, number one. Ri doesn't like Rabbi in Tamshat. In fact, in Halacha, we don't pass Nagin. Ri says the difference of the guy, this is his profession, or a one-off. If it's a one-off, of course you should let him do tshuva and take it back. But if it's talking about his profession, even the Avnei, there's nothing in their house that isn't stolen, which means that this guy, what he do, if he wrote on his resume, what's my profession? I'm a ganef. So then, he'll never do tshuva. It's impossible to do tshuva unless we make it easier for him. So when was this takana put into place? Only a guy, this is career. And that's what Dan Shmuel. A career ganef doesn't have to return. He does tshuva, he will never do it again. But a non-career ganef, a kleptomaniac, whatever it is.
What about the Indian of Shaloi Yiska and Chayta? He should make profit off the proceeds of crime.
That's when we talk about an individual. Here, we're talking about greater good. You need to stop ganavim. We need to encourage people to reform. Make it difficult to reform. Okay, something about it. Fascinating. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Yeah. Meisvei, it says that the father died and he left behind money, sharibis, money that he took. Interest that he shouldn't have taken. Even though they know that it's ribis, they don't have to return it. Inu who deloy, they don't have to return it. Mashma ha'avim, but the father would have been alive. Chayiv lahachzei has to return it. L'chayda, why does the father have to return it? Why did the father return it? You just said that any braisa that the takana that we don't accept the goods back. So how come he would have to return it? Everybody, you're right. But dinu davi naminichay lahachzei. The father, even if he would have been alive, would have returned it. What are you telling me to do? So why are we talking about the children that they don't have to return it? L'chayda, nobody has to return it. This is safer for the next case. The next case is in part of a talis. If the father left behind a cow or a talis, something that he stole, the chol davar hamasuyim, and anything which is clear, identifiable that there was another owner there, people can write and recognize others as shmedals, bedals, then chayavim lahazim lekavim, then have to return it for the covet of their father. So therefore, since over here that they're talking about the children, it's a din for the covet kibrav. So therefore, the nation now be doing the nation also. They don't have to return it. Talking about the children, but really makes no difference. The father, the children return it. Here's different. Have to return it. Yeah. And why don't they have to return it? L'cheira, if it's Geneva, why don't they have to return it? So Rashi says, the reason they return it is because it was a Shini Rishus. And the Rishus, Yoidish, is Kirishus Lekeach. If a Machlek is, you know, yes, Ein Breda. If you hold Ein Breda, it's like Lekeach. And Rishus, Yoidish, is Lekeach, it's like a Shini Rishus. Therefore, they keep it. Okay, so we're talking about Sai Stolen Goods and Sai Dibas. Says, what about it? I understand. You're telling me because the cover of the father, the father's a ganef, and for the in the Slefim covered of aim, the father's a rosh. You can't keep it of aim, is there? You're worried about the covered of the father, so he should return the stolen items. Chacharosha, umipne covered avim chayovim lahazgir return it. Ikrikan, why don't we use the pasuk over here? It says v'nasi ba'amcholaysar. Don't curse a nasi amongst your nation. And we learn in Bava Metzi, we learn only if he behaves like a member of your nation. But oisa ma'isa amch behaves like a yid. Get my pichah b'sha'asu tshuva. So my answer is, it's talking about it when he does tshuva, even though he's a rosh, he does tshuva. You have to give him covered. But the way I just learned is the way Rashi learns. The Ram holds even if he follows the Rashi, you have to give him the Derecheretz. And he learns differently here. The father of the Tshuva, then my boy Gabe. If he follows the Tshuva, then why he still have it sitting in the house? Shouldn't he have returned it? He's big lahach the Shemer. He didn't have a chance to tell him a chance until he died. Toshma. Come in here. Hagaz lonim umalbe beribis afabisha gavu, even though they collected already, even though they already took the ribis, machzidim, they return it. So before we can ask our question, first of all, what do you mean? Gazlonim, even though they collected, what did the gazan collect? The stolen goods. If they say shlaganif, what do you mean he collected? What do you mean even if he collected? Maisha gavu ika, what do you mean he collected? Eat gods, if he stole gods, it's stolen. What do you mean even he collected? And if he like gods, like gods, then what do you want from him? A lender of ribis is a gazer. At the end of the day, you're a ganav. You're forcing the guy to give you something he doesn't want to give. But he had no, he was desperate, and therefore you exploited the situation. So you're a ganav. He's afa pisha gova. What was the price to say that even though you collected? Marzidin. You should return. You just said before that you don't return. So return, and Tez explained, this is a braisa. And a braisa is Rebbe. Rebbe made a takana that what? That we don't accept it. And here, Mephedit says, Marzidin. Amri, interesting, but Anzi Gemara says, Marzin, he has to return it. He has to do the right thing. But then the Leiva should not take it. First, the Malva should come and generally offer it back to him. But the Leiva should not take it. Elom Marzinim, so why do we even go through the motions? Lot says they Shemaim, to show that he wants to do his genuine and his truth. Toshma coming here. Haroyim, a shepherd. Hagaboyim, a shepherd generally is considered a ganav. He can't be trusted to the ages because he lets the animals pasture in other people's property. So he's a ganav. Or gaboyim, people who work for the king to collect taxes. And they levy their own, they add always to the king's levies extra for themselves. So they're all called ganavim. V'hamoichsin. And also, these are also different kind of tax collectors. Is chuvos and kosher for them? If they ever want to do chuvos, is they shred? How do they return the money? Think they remember? They keep a cheshbon of every person they stole from.
If they collect, Rashi says they collect a head tax. Yeah, so let's say they add an extra few pennies on.
Every person is different. This guy's a rich guy. I can get, take $25 from him. This guy, this guy's poor. No.
It's a general tax.
No, and then it's easy. Shavas and Kosher, why? Because they stole from other people. They don't know who to give it. No Marzid and no Marzidin. So the only ones they return the money to are those people that they know, like maybe they're from the very rich people they know they stole a lot of money from. And Marzidin, Amri Marzidin. But the aim of Kamelman. But, sorry, so my question is, so what you just said before, there's a tekana that we don't return, and here's a major turn. If you want a marzidin of them, they have to go through the motion of returning, but we don't accept it. What's so difficult? You're just saying that the tshuva kasha is to find the right people, but they don't have to give it back. So what's the... Why tshuva kasha? Number one. Number two, void. Aimah sefer. Then the braisa continues. What are the rest of the money they have that they don't know who it belongs to? Yasa behen tzarchitiba. Build things for the community. Like, wells and that entire community benefits. Even the victims will eventually benefit or at least will get back some of the money. What should they do? Build boiters to fill up with water because everyone benefits from it. So what do you mean from here? That's somehow another how you're compensating the rabbin, the community at large. So you do have to give it back. A little kasha. Here we're talking about before the kana, you have to give it back. And remember, Rebbe's the one who made it the kana. And sorry?
Yeah, if you build a public
only aim makidin. That's probably makidin. And now the Nach came along and introduced a new variable. He said, Nachman came along and said that if the gzeila is not existing, if the gzeila is not exist, is it not around, that's when we say we don't accept it, but the gzeila is still around. The actual item you stole. Of course you got to give it back. When do we say that the Rebbe made a takana, you don't give it back, if the item is no longer there and you have to find something else, then he won't do tshuva. But if the item itself is there, you should give it back. You know, I feel tema, idi, lacha, takon, imna, takon, lakasha. Kam, big zayla, kayemez, then you got to return it. Kam, big shay, angi, lakayemez, they don't have to return it. What about Avnet, lukhayla, the woman, the whole story started from this woman, she said, the God, you got to give back. So the zayla is still sitting there. And Rebbe said, don't give it back. So you see that even the gzeila kayemes, you don't have to give it back. But I have the gzeila kayemes, see, my avnet to my avnet. The avnet doesn't mean the gartel itself. She means even the money you used to buy this gartel was stolen. And if we have to give it back. See, if it's not the original item, you don't have to give it back. V'chol heichad the gzeila kayemes, if the item is still existing, loy ovud rabbonu tekanta, there's no tekanta. V'hari morosh, the beam we had before the samazayin, the gzeila kayemes is still sitting in the roof. But now we learned, ala morosh ha-gozal, a stolen beam, shebonu bidi, placed it into the house, into the roof, sheyitul domov. Oh, everything. V'mnet tekanta l'shavim. We say you can keep it, and we don't have to go back. Shiny Hossam, keep it, he could say that the beat is Shabbat, I want to kill less of it.
He's not going to knock his whole house down.
Exactly. It's very easy. Beautiful.